My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to another episode of BS with Bobby and Sarah. And today, BS is going to stand for Bite Size because, once again, we're going to have a shorter episode of the show.
Yep, and this is Bite Size episode number 3.
And so if you like our inane rambling about nothing of importance where you don't learn anything because we don't play a game, boy howdy, is this the episode for you.
Yep. You're just killing time, waiting for your doctor to finally call you in. Or your therapist to see you. This is what you do. You listen to a teeny tiny little bite-sized episode.
And it's bite-sized because there's no game, there's no editing, unless it gets really bad and I go into like way too long of a diatribe about how no one looks good in a bucket hat, not even genetically perfect models.
No, they do. No one can pull that off.
Other than that, we have a 20-minute time limit as a maximum. So if I'm in the middle of a story about how much of a tragedy it was that Raised by Wolves on HBO Max was canceled, despite being one of the most creative things I've seen on TV in years, I'm just going to get cut off.
Cut you off right
so
there.
So don't even get me started on that.
Right. Okay, I won't. Although I will write it down because I want to look this up.
Oh, we can get into it.
Sweet, but we won't right now.
But maybe not right now. But this is basically, yes, padding the feed so there's not another 2 months without an episode, because I'm actually going to be starting a job soon, a new job. Bobby. I'm very qualified for it, but I am not at all trained for it.
Qualified but not trained. Interesting.
I got a lot to learn. Like, I know how to do everything, but every system and all the hierarchy and even the computers are going to be new. Like, I've been using Macs for the past decade, and now I have to use a non-Mac.
Ooh, a PC?
I was going to say, what is that even called?
Okay, a non-Mac.
I have to learn how to use a PC.
And call it a PC. Instead of a non-Mac. Yeah, I think like your little close, your window close buttons are like on the other side and stuff for PCs.
So I got a lot to learn, so I won't be having the time for BSing.
Yeah.
So we have a 20-minute time rule, and we're going to stick to it. So we better get to it. Although I'm going to say following rules is not very on brand for Sarah.
Never.
Because
I was born this way.
I just want to rattle off a few things.
Okay. You have a list of the rules I've broken?
Yeah. And what if this whole episode just turned into an intervention for you?
Intervention. I think you're required to have more than one person, aren't you? Otherwise, it's just a confrontation.
Oh, good point. The listeners are the other people in this intervention.
If I can't hear their letters, their little notes of feeling of why I should stop, then I don't know if it counts.
We have a voicemail they could call into. Speakpipe.com/BS with BS podcast.
Nice little plug in there. It was great.
But some of the rules that you've fibbed on yourself about.
Yes.
And we could break them down after I list them all.
Okay.
You haven't done your taxes in 3 years.
Shit, still, yeah.
You drove on an expired license for a year and a half.
Multiple times, yes. Oh, wait, then, no, that, but this one, okay.
This time. And then you just told me about how you were going to have a garage sale without a permit, which is like the lowest level of not following the rules. But
so
still. So do you want to break those down and explain yourself?
Sure. Okay. So let's see. The driver's license was expired. It expired, I think, last year in April. But
yeah,
because
they always expire on your birthday.
True, but...
And so it's been two birthdays. So a year and a half.
Was it last year? Yeah, but they kept extending it. Every time I checked the website to make an appointment or to see if I could go in and get my license renewed, there was like, it's been extended, you know, for another 3 months or another 4 months.
Because of COVID, and they didn't want people going into the business in the buildings.
Exactly. And then now they just, even though people can still go into places, they're still requiring people to have appointments. So I made my appointment, I went in, and they told me that I couldn't get my license renewed because I had a hold, because I got a ticket in Colorado in 2007 that I hadn't paid.
Damn, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, all this rule breaking. Who do you think you are, a white man? You can't get away with this shit.
Well, I was up to the time, you know, because I wasn't having to pay any repercussions for it. But apparently now that there's so much internet and communication between states and counties and all that stuff, it's finally on record that I hadn't paid this ticket that I didn't even remember. It was seriously 2007, like, come on. So I paid my
$95. $95. So was that parking or speeding?
Probably speeding.
I was going to say, knowing you, probably.
I mean, also, you know, it was Colorado, a new place. You know, you got to go wee up and down those mountains.
Wee.
To get that, like, belly button cringe feeling where, like, well, like when you're on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like...
But Sarah, if you had gotten pulled over, which was very likely...
I did.
Wait, during this last year and a half of your license expired?
I did, and it was for, again, the silliest reason. I didn't have... my light was out for the license plate. In Illinois, you're required to have a light shining on your license plate at night, and so I guess it was out. But they looked at my thing, and they're like, well, you know, you still probably have... A few more months because there's been extensions. And so he's the one who kind of made me aware of the whole extensions thing. So I really lucked out, more to say, because I did not know. I was just being
procrastinating. You're very lucky that there was an extension. Otherwise, he could have taken you to jail, because this is the second. No. Is this not the second time that you were caught driving on an expired license?
I think so, but it was like a super, super long time ago. And I don't think it was expired like 2 years.
Isn't that why you went to jail?
No, that was because it was I didn't have insurance. The insurance had lapsed and I wasn't aware the first time. And then the second time I was waiting to get my other insurance but I was still driving.
Oh, there's just so many things I can't keep in track.
They all involve like driving too. I guess it's the thing I do the most.
Except for taxes. But that also gets a little more complicated.
Okay, but please, why are we focusing on the 3 years during a very turmoily time in the whole entire world that we're looking at? Instead of like looking at, since I started working in 2001, was when I got my first job, I think-ish. And I've paid taxes every single year since then.
Because skipping 1 year is crazy to me. So the fact that you skipped 3 years is like... How is that even possible?
Honestly.
How have the IRS not come for your ass?
You know what's funny? I have a friend who hadn't done 4 years of taxes, and I was just like, I can't believe, I don't know how you're living with yourself right now. It's like, how could you just not do your taxes, and you're going to go to jail? And then all of a sudden, like, fast forward 3 years, and it's like, oh, that's how that happens.
And it's not that you're just lazy. Like, you sold a house. Like,
I
your
did.
Taxes are complicated, and that's why there's, like,
yes.
a huge...
Yes. Oh, my there's goodness.
There's huge hurdles for you to not want to even get started.
Not only that, not only did I sell the house, but I verbally sold it first to my mom. So there's still this, like, thing we have to figure out, because since I sold it to her first, technically, I mean, like, a gentleman's agreement kind of thing. So now there's also that kind of math to figure out, and... When it comes time to either pay or get money, it's like we also have to think about how that gets done. It's just a big old, very bubbly fart in my face, kind of.
And it's just, and it would just be too expensive to actually hire someone else to figure all this out.
Oh my goodness, yes. Even just the normal taxes from like 2018, I think, were like $300-something.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a ripoff.
I know. So now this... I'm doing it with that same person again, just mostly because they have almost all of my information. I just have to find a few more things for them. And they sent me a list already. So I've already called and they sent me an email with like a list of things for each of the years that I have to provide. And so now that's like the next step that I have to take. And I'm really hoping that I get it done before the end of this year, because then I can just like breathe easily going into the next year.
Yeah, until you realize that in the beginning of the next year, it's going to be, once again, you have to start doing your taxes.
Yeah, but that is just 1 year. That's going to be like a piece of cake. And in this past year, I didn't really technically work. So it's going to be like, well, what do I report?
That's a good point. If you do not make over a certain amount, you don't have to file at all.
Oh, sweet.
So if you, I don't know what the number is, but let's say you make less than $35,000, you do not have to even file.
Wow, that's awesome. And I think I did only like a few dog sitting jobs and a few like cash things that, but I did get a gig that's going to be, what's it called? Subcontractor.
Oh, subcontractor.
Like a W-9. Yeah.
Oh, so you still have to do that.
Uh-huh.
What gig is that?
It's for translating. It's a company that rents instruments to kids.
Okay. That sounds cool.
And so they're going to be doing, yeah, it does sound really cool. They're going to be doing like a little show or in some schools for, like in schools that have a lot of Spanish speaking children and parents. So I get to translate, you know, all the rigmarole of how to rent instruments and why that's like the benefit over buying one when their kid's going to probably quit after like a year.
Nice. Well, another way you're going to get money but not report on taxes because it's all going to be cash is the garage sale you're going to hold.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
A peek into the theme for our next regular BS episode is we're going to talk about
with your Canadian
garage sale stories and nightmares and the fact that you're holding one.
Yes. And that is already
a
nightmare.
Stuff. But you aren't going to get a permit, even though I told you that you probably need one.
You did. And I didn't. I didn't know you needed a permit. I thought you just had to like notify the city that this was happening. I'm like, I'm not going to necessarily do that. But then my dad and my neighbor got into like a thing. And so my dad called the village on our neighbor because he was putting up a fence and he was putting it up the wrong way, even though my dad had told him to put it up the right way. Apparently the smooth side goes to the neighbor side. And so he was putting it in the wrong way. And then when they called the village, like, oh, well, we can't find this house. And it's like, oh, they don't have a permit. And
they came over
and they asked the workers, like, you need to go get a permit before you continue with this work and face it the other way. So they had to wait. And so now I'm like, well, crap, if he's going to be pissed about that, you know, and he sees me having a garage sale. And if he by chance knows that garage sales apparently require permits, then he's probably going to call the village on us. And I don't want to get in trouble.
I mean, definitely going to retaliate.
Yeah, right. So I was like, fine, I guess I'll cover my butt. And it turned out to be super easy. Like I filled out my name, my address, and the dates that I wanted to have it. And then they just signed on the bottom and emailed it right back to me.
I mean, also, like I said, you live in a very white town. And if all of a sudden your asshole neighbor's like, the Mexicans are having a garage sale.
He is so racist. He did not believe my dad that this was his house. He's like, isn't even your house. Or like, I'm the owner. It's like, yeah, right. You're like, and he was so mean. And when Christy was over here, you know, she's pretty much like part of my family, but she's white. And so he then went over to her when she was out walking her dog one day and was like, can you believe these people that blah, 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 blah. She's like, excuse me, that's my family. Like, you're...
oh my God, and they have, asshole.
A complete butthole. And this all started because his tree fell on his fence and it fell over into our yard. And we didn't care. We left it there. We were hardly ever in the yard. It wasn't damaging anything. But then he came over. He's like, okay, so I'll take care of like this part, but then you take care of this other part and have a new fence installed. I'm like, excuse me? That's not our fence. It's on your property and it's not our fence. And then he's like, well, this was here and it's facing the wrong way. I'm like, yeah, because the previous neighbor was also a butthole. And... He installed it the wrong way after we told him to put it the right way.
Is this a new neighbor that you've had or have you been dealing with this for years?
No, this is a newish neighbor. He's been around maybe 2-3 years, I think. And also just a lot of, how do I say this? Big trucks and...
he's MAGA?
Mean. Yeah. Yeah, but it's been just interesting. Very interesting to... But we're like, why would we put up only one side of a fence if it was for ours? Wouldn't it make sense for our house to be completely surrounded with a fence? Like, this is just so not our fence. And it matches the other side of your property. Like, why would we ever have put up just one side of a fence for our neighbor? Mm-hmm. It just really, really, really was obvious that he wanted us to pay for his fence.
Gross.
I know. And we finally called the cops and... wrote a report that we were being harassed.
No. So, yeah. Well, on a lighter, more fun note, your dad bought a cow.
Yeah. He bought half a cow. He did. He heard that there was a meat shortage and that it wasn't going to get any better soon. And apparently I did not know he liked meat this much.
Oh, vegan. Spoiler for the vegans.
Right. That's true. Yes.
Or trigger warning. We're going to be talking
about
that.
That's the phrasing.
For the rest of the show, for the rest of the 4.5 minutes, we're going to be talking about
meat. Ooh, that's right. Meat. Yep, raw meat, sorry. So yeah, him and my cousin, his cousin used to be a butcher. He's a really good like meat preparer. Anyway, so him and my dad went in on half a cow. And it wasn't like a full grown cow. It was more, I guess, on the younger side because it wasn't like too much. But anyway.
Because a full meat cow probably, I don't know, like 2,000 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I cannot imagine.
Huge. Or maybe that's dairy cows. I don't know. They're just massive. But the one you showed me wasn't, you know, too crazy. How much did it cost?
No, but that was, my dad has spent, I think, 4 days cutting this thing up. That was one of the days that he took a chunk, and that was already like parts of it. My dad had to buy a separate freezer and to put it in the garage.
Oh wow.
So that he could like cut up all these pieces of meat, but he wasn't prepared. His cousin Ned didn't even tell him what kind of like you things to get. So for one thing, he's like cutting up this meat with like the wrong kind of knife. So he's getting cut every once in a while.
Can't use a butter knife.
No, you can't use a butter knife. Even those like really like good knives for chopping stuff, you need like a special knife that has a thing for like your finger, like a little, like a fillet knife. I think that's what it's called. It's a little bit thinner, and you wouldn't think that you would use this kind of knife to chop a giant piece of meat, but it's to like kind of separate it from the bone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to bust out his like electric saw.
And like for carving a Thanksgiving turkey?
No. Like his saw from work.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
His construction tool.
His construction tool. Yep. And it even like it dulled the thing. It bent them all from when he had to get to the bone to chop them into smaller pieces to get into the fridge or the freezer. Because this freezer was actually not like the kind that you see like in movies where they put dead bodies in.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's like it's actually like a standing narrow freezer with drawers.
Wow. This is going to be so much work. Hopefully it's worth it and he gets...
I hope so, because they just use regular Ziploc, like gallon Ziploc bags. And if I'd have known that they were freezing so much meat, I would have been like, no, you got to get those things that like suction out the air.
Seal them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you might get ruined. Well, and you're not going to be eating meat every day. This is going to last like at least until spring next year.
Don't want it's that so much freezer meat. Burn. I mean, also, mm-hmm. I've been to the grocery stores lately, and I haven't seen a meat shortage. Or is it that it's coming down the pike?
No, I mean, well, that's one of the things I kind of Googled before we sat down for this episode. Apparently, there is a shortage of meat, and also not just the meat, but like the employees to prepare it, and also packaging material.
Still? I mean, I feel like people have gone back to work for so long that... I'm surprised that these systems back.
Me too. I was surprised too. That's why I was like, I didn't really necessarily believe him. Like, you're just really overreacting. But that article was from July this year. So.
All right. Well, first of all, you never told us how much he spent. Do you happen to know how much?
Oh,
in case we have listeners that want to buy buy half a cow.
I did ask him, but I don't think he told me. I think it's in the hundreds for sure.
Oh, for sure. That is a lot of meat.
It is. And they do look delectable. Like my emotions were oscillating between horrified, disgusted, and oh my God, I can't wait to eat that.
Hamburgers and beef stew. That's just a lot of beef though.
Yeah, it's so much beef. There's some really nice cuts in there though. And I'm making a pot roast tomorrow.
Did y'all get the front or the back? I think that matters.
I think it went long ways. Down? Yeah, okay. Down the middle.
That makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm. Rogelio has already had some of the bone, and he was just like living his life. His
Rogelio
best life.
Is your child, your human child, just gnawing on raw bones.
What's the opposite of vegan?
Rogelio is your dog.
Yes, he's my dog. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Not only does he have a human name, it's a yeah. So he's a pity, and he really was. He's got the jaws for it. That's for sure.
Well, that is a pity. And on that note, we have hit our 20-minute mark.
Yes, and I didn't get to get cut off. Oh,
well, I'm going to cut you off right now.
Dang it.
Bye. We'll see you next time. This has been some BS.